RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
So, to the latest developments regarding water fluoridation for the city of Tauranga, the Director General of Health recently denied Tauranga City Council an extension allowing fluoridation of the city's water supply to be delayed while a High Court case continues. And that case is around the Bill of Rights Act and whether commanding local authorities, in fact, they directed 14, the Director General of Health at the time, Ashley Bloomfield, authorities, including Tauranga, to add fluoride to their water supplies. And the case is being appealed by the Director General. That's the case involving directives being unlawful and the Bill of Rights. So we've invited the Mayor of Tauranga, Mahi Drysdale, back on RCR to talk about this. Hi, Mahi. Thanks for coming back on.
No problem.
Okay, so you have expressed disappointment at this decision by the Director General of Health, is that right?
That's correct. I guess there's a couple of things. There's some question marks around safety, and there's some question marks, around whether it's lawful to be doing this, and we'd just like to let that process take its path, and if the Director General comes out and says this is within the Bill of Rights, then we'll go ahead and follow the directive.
Well, how could mass medication of the water supply be somehow inside the Bill of Rights?
Well, that's a question for the Director General. But
naturally you'd say no, of course it's not.
Well, yeah, that's the point, though, isn't it? That, like, let's get that done, rather than, we could follow the directive and then in 6 months' time she could say, actually, no, it's not within the Bill of Rights. So then potentially the directive's not valid, and then we're sort of flip-flopping. So we just want to let that process take its path, and then we're happy to make a good decision then. But we just feel like it's a little bit soon to be doing it until that's been considered.
Why do you think she would deny the extension, given now the US federal court ruling on fluoridation, which basically agrees on the preponderance of evidence that water fluoridation at a level, which is what we put in our water, in fact, we put a bit more than 0.7 milligrams per litre in. In fact, we can go up to one part per million, which is pretty high internationally. That's been proved now. Why would anyone carry on with something like this in the face of that information, Mahi?
I don't know. I think there's, as I said before, there's question marks in my mind, and I'd absolutely want to hear it from the Director General that it's safe if she's going to be directing us to do this. And that's something, that they're relying on, kind of older reports. But
they can't match that, Mahi. There's no way they can match that. They can whistle Dixie all day long. They can't match that. You know that.
Yeah, well, like this is the tricky predicament, I guess, we find ourselves in. We're having to follow a directive. There's big fines. There's potentially personal liability to us as councillors if we go against a legal directive, and that's the issue we're facing here.
Yeah, what if they were saying put lead in the water? That's legal too. Would you do it?
Well, this is the issue we've got, right? Like, again, it's if there's a there's potentially severe consequences. So, that's what we've got to weigh up, in doing this. And
yeah, but if you took them on, you'd have right on your side. You can prove that you're right. They might kick and scream for a bit and try and sort of drag you through the hedge backwards, but ultimately you'll win this. You know that.
Well, that's an unknown, and when you're a governor, you can't sort of go on your you can't go on what you think is will happen. You've got to go on what the facts say. Really, is your first port of call.
Yeah, but the facts are saying that it's dangerous.
Well, this is the issue we have, right?
I know.
Yeah, so you know, this is the problem. Yes, if we had have had the US court case in New Zealand, then you know, absolutely, then we've got the law on our side. We've got a court saying that, but unfortunately, the Director General has a different opinion, and like it or not, you know, the Director General is ultimately the you know, head of telling us what's healthy and what's not.
Yeah, we've had this kind of heavy-handedness through COVID as well. It turned out to be a disaster. So if I was a Tauranga resident now and I knew that you were putting fluoridation in the water, I can't drink that water. I want some money back on my rates, mahi. Sorry.
Yeah, and that's you know, I can understand.
You won't let me do that, though. You wouldn't let me do that.
No, we wouldn't, and you know, we can't do that because you know, effectively, rates pays for all the services in the city. You know, I'm absolutely sympathetic with that view, but you know, what I would suggest is if you've got that bigger you know, want, stop paying your taxes, because ultimately that's where this decision's coming from. It's from the central government, not from your local councils. And you know, as I say, we're very sympathetic, but you know, we can't afford not to collect our rates.
Do you think the Director General of Health understands how much of a bad look this is for her and the institution she represents?
I can't really comment on that, to be honest.
Well, it's not a good look, is it?
No, it's not, and it, you know, ultimately
authoritarian. That's what it is.
It's not her directive either, which you know she could put a you know, line in the sand, go and yeah, and I think you know that's some valid questions though. You know, for us is you know, like you want to go and you know. I guess from our perspective, we need her to stand up and say, you know, look at the evidence and tell us that it's still safe, if that's what she actually believes. And secondly, you know, we'd like her to consider the Bill of Rights before we have to make this decision. But you know, I'm not sure what, like, that's what the court case has said. I'm surprised it's taken 9 months for her to consider that and not come out with an answer, because that would, either way, would you know, basically either nullify the court case or you know, say that they were right.
Well, admitting you're wrong is not easy, and especially if you're admitting that the last 50 years has been wrong. But, you know, people don't need to pay the price for somebody's ego.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, like you can change your mind and your opinion with new information. And I think there's an opportunity right now, you know, for her to do that and just say, you know, this was not my directive. You know, I've changed my mind because of the evidence ahead of us. And you know, it's sort of that, put your head in the sand and you know, just you know, I guess just keep going, or you know, actually admit that maybe there's another way and make those decisions. But, you know, unfortunately for us is we're sort of reliant on you know, the Director General doing this. And, you know, that's what I say, you know, really need to be targeting her and the local MPs and, you know, to make sure that this directive goes away, because that's the issue that we face, is we don't have a lot of wiggle room here.
And what do the local MPs say? Have you spoken to any of them specifically about this, you know, recently?
I've spoken to the...
What are they saying?
And, you know, it's you know, I guess this is a directive from the previous government. But, you know, ultimately the directive stays valid. And I think... you know, I think if you look at the national government, that they actually believe in a lot of ways in free choice and not forcing people to do things, and also taking that personal responsibility. But you know, obviously, I'm not exactly sure how it works. I don't think the director general. I think they're sort of independent from that. But I've absolutely asked you know to get an opinion from the government as to how they will kind of view this and whether they support it. I just haven't heard back yet.
Yeah, I mentioned the last 3 years, and for a reason. I didn't actually mention it then, but it's come to me again. And that is that the judiciary has sided with the experts consistently through all the cases through COVID. So not many people have much confidence, Mahi, that courts can solve anything here.
Mm.
They've overridden our rights big time already, so they'll do it again, probably.
Yeah, and no, I think that was, you know, it was a pretty decisive and divisive period in our history. Is, you know, what that mandate kind of did to people, and you know, it was a shame to see that in our country.
Okay, so I believe the work has to get underway pretty soon, testing and commissioning of the dosing system. Gosh, it sounds like they're all sheep. We're all sheep, right? The dosing system, due late October. That's not far off, in order to comply with the deadline set by the MOH. Now, as I understand it, they're funding those capital expenditures at this point, are they? Centrally funded, anyway.
Yeah, so basically, with the directive, which is only right, they said, you know, obviously we're directing you to do this, so we'll pay the cost to install the machines that are required to do this. So yeah, I think we've got the majority of that now, but we've still got some to recuperate from them.
And wasn't the plan to offer some sort of alternative non-fluoridated supply for the poor peasants who have to go along with this?
Yeah, we're hoping to find options. Again, we just have some issues. We've just got to, dot our I's and cross our T's around whether that's actually legal to be providing an alternative source.
It's legal?
Well,
really?
I guess under the water standards, you know.
Water standards, come on, they're poisoning it already.
That's you know, this is something that we certainly would hope to look to have some options. Unfortunately, it's not going to be before the fluoride would be added at this stage.
Okay, and have you got any idea, just to end up on, has anyone given you any sort of idea of when this appeal decision could come down from the courts?
My understanding is would be next year.
Okay.
Now, and unfortunately, again, like, you know, when people have challenged it, you know, the directive is still valid, and you know, that's sort of a bit of a problem.
Mahi, what would happen to you personally if you said, I'm the mayor of Tauranga, I'm the leader of the city, and over my frickin' dead body, what would happen to you?
Well, again, like, if you read the Local Government Act, there's potentially joint and several liability for any for effectively making a decision that breaks the law. So,
okay.
You know, that's a... You know, in the first year, that's 7.2 million that we could be liable for.
Yeah. Good luck with them trying to get it. I'm predicting you ultimately would be the winner. But anyway, Mahi, thanks for coming back on and bringing us up to date. And let's see what happens. And I'm sure we can talk again about this as the developments come. All right.
Thanks for your time.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.